Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin, your source for real estate investment jewels of wisdom.
Welcome to the REI Diamond Show with Grant Wise on social media marketing for real estate. Grant has helped hundreds of agents and real estate investors build out marketing systems that produce leads at a cost as low as $3 to $5 per lead, which is amazing considering many of my own lead sources exceed $200 per lead. That's per lead, not per deal. Grant systems are basically low-cost deal-producing machines that work around the clock even while you're not. You could theoretically get started with consistent results with a budget as low as $300 per month. So let's jump right in and let Grant tell it. All right. Welcome to the show, Mr. Grant Wise. It's good to have you here. How are you doing today?
Good, my man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So for listeners who don't know who you are, where in the country are you currently operating your business? And give us maybe an introduction as to what you did leading up to real estate and what your business looks like today.
Yeah, so I am actually based out of Rogers, Arkansas. It's right next door to Bentonville, which is most people know that as the home office of Walmart. We're actually surrounded by a couple other multi-billion dollar corporations. So that's where we operate. It's where we get down. And myself, I am a young entrepreneur. I've been at this for several years now. Got into the game when I was like 19 and did really well and then got punched in the teeth a few times, like I think most entrepreneurs have been, and kind of stayed in the fight. And today, you know, we spend 100% of our time teaching real estate agents, real estate investors, people in the real estate industry, how to generate leads through Facebook. And we spend a lot of time perfecting our craft, really helping make a huge impact in the real estate space.
So did you do any investing along the way? I mean, you know, when you were 19 years old, was that starting as an agent, an investor? I mean, it's interesting to hear somebody's story who started so young.
Yeah, no, actually, you know, I grew up in real estate and development, mainly on the retail side, and then a lot of dev, mother, stepmother, dad, stepdad, grandfather, like everybody was in real estate and development. I actually had very little interest in the real estate process from a retail standpoint, especially. And I think most investors probably have the same kind of taste in their mouth. But when I was 19, I got started in construction. My father had owned a construction company. It was more specifically a gutter installation business. And I was coming back off of a couple failed semesters in college. Didn't want to do that. School was absolutely not for me. And he fell off a ladder. And I said, you know what, man, don't worry about this. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of the business. I'll do all the work, and then I'll just pay you 50-50. And obviously, that's a good deal for him. And so we kind of commenced that relationship. And I think I sent him, like, two checks. I was like, this is the dumbest thing. I'm doing all this work, and I'm paying him 50% of the money. Like, how about, you know, I went back to him. I said, Dad, why don't I just buy the business from you? You don't want the headache. You don't even like this business. And, you know, I pitched him, and he accepted. We put a deal together, and so that first year, you know, I was 19, brand new in the business, didn't really have a lot. I had a little bit of ambition, obviously, but not, you know, like, okay, I'm going to go take over the world. I played golf every day, and I did a construction project on the weekends, and that really kind of paid all my bills. I didn't have to do much. I think the first year I was in business, I did $52,000 to $56,000 in sales. But it was around the end of golf season. I kind of got a little taste for something more. I was like, I think I'm going to go out and do something a little bit bigger than I'm doing. And so I added a roofing arm to my business. So I did gutter installation, and then naturally I did roof repair, roof remodels. And timing is everything, I guess. We got a hailstorm about 2 months after I got into the roofing business, and spent age 20 roofing around 102, 103 houses, which is really cool. This is where I got a lot of my education. You know, I didn't grow up with everything handed to me. I grew up, I was, you know, raised in a garage. I slept on a couch most of my life. I saw my parents spend money very frivolously and drink quite a bit and do all those things that didn't necessarily set the best example. And, you know, whenever I started making money, you can only guess what I did. Started spending money frivolously and started drinking a lot. It really led to some massive destruction in my life. And I think I was 21. My step-grandfather came to me and said, hey, we're going to start a real estate company. You know, this is how we're going to do it. We started a 100% commission-based brokerage. which was really cool. But my construction business continued to kind of tank because I made poor financial decisions. I started taking losses on projects as I tried to do more and more things. And so I'm this 21-year-old kid. I got six companies that I'm now running, which is a nightmare disaster. And I'm losing money in one while the other is growing. And I look up at the age of 23, I'm bankrupt. And the owners of, well, we brought like six people in to help us finance that business. They all kind of got together and they brought me into a room and said, hey, you know, this company's not growing as fast as we think it could. And we think you're the reason. We'd like you to leave. So 23, get kicked out of my brokerage that I started, bankrupt, no money, no idea what I'm going to do. And kind of in this time, I'd been like recruiting, traveling the country, but I had a lot of emphasis in social media. It's a world that I'd kind of grown up in. And just person after person, agent after agent, you know, you need to be using this. You need to be doing this from a social standpoint, trying to teach them how to market and teach them how to get leads. But all everybody saw was this young, dumb kid that didn't know what he was doing, who was failing, going bankrupt. Thus, you know, I sat back and had to make some hard decisions. I said, you know what? I'm going to leave. Screw this. I'm done. Lost it for like a week. Had no idea what I was going to do. And I kind of stepped back and said, you know what? I'm going to teach real estate agents what I've been trying to teach them all along. I'm going to teach them how to get deals from Facebook. And so launched a Facebook ad myself. I had $25 to my name. My wife often jokes that she's the one that loaned me the 25 bucks at the time. I put out a Facebook ad and I made $1,000. And I learned a lot in that moment. I learned that, A, I could acquire customers for 25 bucks, which was really cool. So I, you know, reinvested that money as fast as I possibly could. But I learned that the product that we were trying to push to the marketplace had a lot of merit. You know, a lot of people trying to figure out how to stop door knocking, how to stop cold calling, how to start sending out junk mail, and how to stop doing all those things. And so I spent the next year just invested in the process, just digging into with real estate agents, really helping them understand how to use social media and really learning a lot at the same time. And I looked up about a year later, I had a six-figure business, which was really cool. I'd made a huge impact in about a dozen agents' lives. And it was December of 2015. We packaged it as what's now known as a modern agent mastery. We teach real estate agents how to do Facebook ads. And that first year we launched that product in December 15, all of 16, we added over 600 students. We built a multi-million dollar company in less than a year. And then we're now in year two of this thing in 2017. We've over doubled our member base as of this year. And then October 1st, through all of this, you know, you always get asked, right? Well, hey, could you do it for this industry? Could you do it for this industry? Could you do it for this industry? And since day one, I've had real estate investors hitting me up like crazy. You know, hey, can you help me find deals? Can you help me find deals? Can you help me find deals? And so we've slowly been testing and tweaking and really getting some stuff proven into a science in this industry. And October 1st, we'll launch Modern Investing Mastery, which is a course to teach investors how to find deals through Facebook ads, which is something we've cracked, which is really exciting. But that's a little backstory on me. It's kind of how I got my chops. I got punched in the face a few times, made some serious financial mistakes and kind of learned from that. A lot of self-development is figuring stuff out. And I don't have all the answers today. I got one more than I did yesterday, but we're having a lot of fun, adding a lot of value and helping people make a lot of money. You're just trying to make a substantial difference in people's lives.
You know, I really appreciate you being so candid and honest and digging in there. And what I kind of pride a little bit about, you know, starting at 19, I didn't expect you to come completely forthcoming with that. And it reminds me a lot of my own life, Grant. I do my best to try to, you know, put that out there too, because, you know, there's potentially somebody who might be listening who's going through situations similar to that. I remember I was down to 100 bucks. It was like 6 months in the business. This is 2006, so we're talking about 11 years now. I was 6 months, hadn't done a deal yet. This is real estate investing, not agency. And I put an ad in the newspaper. You might remember newspapers used to be like a much, much more effective medium than they are today. that $100 ad, you know, or $75 or whatever it was for a week. And I got a call and ended up making $6,000 off that first deal. And it was in like one of the hardest to sell neighborhoods, but I just didn't know any better. I got lucky there. And that's it. I was started. I was in the business. And just like you, kind of with the, you know, the drink in and the maybe not so disciplined lifestyle, I have dealt with that a long time in my life. And, you know, I've been like 5 years plus without a drink as of today. So that's awesome. Something that I struggled with. And I know a lot of my listeners already know that as well. But I think, you know, hats off for getting over that. You know, congratulations for getting on the other side of that. And from what you're saying right now, you know, you put that down, you find the discipline to do the right things, and you dig down deep into your business. And it's much, much, much easier to succeed with the edge for me of not heading out on a Friday and Saturday night and, you know, maybe a Tuesday night and a Wednesday night, or maybe just sitting at home and getting a couple, you know, glasses of wine. That was not my thing. I would have been a beer or whiskey kind of guy, you know, but hats off for that. Thanks for sharing that, Grant.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. And I couldn't agree more. Somebody somewhere is sitting there right now listening to this thinking like, man, something's got to give. And I think that you and I are both a testament that if you just put your nose to the grind and do the work above all else, you'll come out on top. It might take some time, but you will get there.
I still do a lot of direct mail. I do some Facebook lead generation. One of my other business partners has dug down and has 3 contracts right now from Facebook ads, although he's running at like $8,000 to $10,000 a month budget. So he's, you know, trying to obviously find ways to pare that down.
100%.
Can you talk about maybe some of the success and the budgets that, you know, for the sake, it sounds like you've kind of proven out the real estate agency side of things a little bit more. And we have a ton of agents and a ton of investors and a ton of actually both of them that check into our audience here. So for their sake, we'll just say, like, let's take one of the real estate agent success stories and then detail kind of the, you know, the process, the timeline from when they maybe got started with you to when they started to gain success. And then maybe like what their success looks like now. I don't know, 6 months, a year, a year and a half later, if you have something like that.
Absolutely. I think it all depends. You know, it really depends on who you are, what type of business you're trying to grow, what type of leads you're trying to generate. And I think that's really important for anybody listening to this podcast right now is that you understand that before you go out and market, you need to know who you're marketing to. I always say the person that works with everyone works with no one. And so carving out and understanding who your niche in the marketplace is, whether you're selling houses or you're selling pizzas, is incredibly, incredibly important. And I've got a great story, agent out of San Diego, making $200,000 to $300,000 a year, didn't have any systems in place, struggle busting along, you know, really hustling, working 80 hours a week, growing, but not wanting any part of the business that she was building because of how demanding it was. And came into our program and implemented some social marketing systems. And literally within 2 weeks, she double ended a deal for $14. She brought in, or I think it was like a $16,000 commission check. And she figured out really, really quickly that she didn't have to work so hard and started getting more systems in place. And essentially, you know, a year later, she had gone on from doing 6-figure years to averaging 6-figure months. And now, you know, because she was able to get marketing systems in place that worked for her, and then we kind of showed her how to get other systems in place from a manpower's perspective and other tech systems to kind of help automate her business. She has a business that's still doing absolutely incredible, but she went off and was able to develop her own software company in virtual reality, which is doing incredible. That's a really unique story where just put marketing systems in place. You know, I think it's so difficult for everybody to truly understand what a marketing system is. A bandit sign isn't necessarily a marketing system. You know, tacking your name to the side of a telephone pole, letting people you know buy, that you buy houses isn't necessarily a marketing system. You know, cold calling, door knocking, sending out junk mail, that stuff can't work for you 24/7. And that's why that's something that we emphasize so much when it comes to social marketing and Facebook ads is that it allows you to put systems in place that work for you 24/7. And you can't work that hard. You can't network that hard. You can't cold call that hard. You can't door knock that hard. You cannot send out junk mail 24/7. And we've had story after story after story after story. You know, agents come in, get actual systems in place, and just completely break free of traditional marketing tactics that really aren't working that well anymore. And as everybody knows listening to this podcast, you know, if you're looking at junk mail, it's gotten expensive. And it's only getting more expensive day in and day out. And so we like to teach, you know, Facebook ads. We like to help people reduce their marketing overhead 75 to 90%. But most people don't understand how to actually get leads from Facebook. And that's something that we really like to get nerdy over, is just some of those really cool details. Like, for example, if you were generating leads in probate, right? Well, I don't know if anybody knows this listening to this podcast, but you can attain that probate list. It's going to give you the names, emails, phone numbers, physical addresses. It's going to give you all the information, right? Upload that into Facebook as a custom audience, and then you craft messaging towards probate. Now, everybody says, well, how do I craft messaging towards probate? Most of you are already doing it in your direct mail, in your letters, in any type of marketing that you're doing. You merely take what's worked for the last several decades and you bring that messaging digital. So you're taking a message that's proven to work and you're targeting an advertisement to a proven group of buyers. Obviously, your probate list. They're like, as simple as that, you went from having a 1990s marketing plan to a marketing plan that kind of brings you into the year we're actually living in, where you're continuously day in and day out marketing yourself to those people that might be in probate. If you're looking for motivated sellers, there's a number of great strategies to generate motivated sellers. Right now, Facebook lead ads are incredible for generating motivated sellers. And if you're not using them, Messenger bots, actually, they're doing some amazing things to help us generate motivated sellers. All we do in our office, week in, week out, is test ads, test strategies, test marketing funnels, test campaigns, so that we can bring that content to the investor, or we can bring that content to the agent, or to the mortgage broker, or the title agent, whoever, so that you can consistently generate leads, whether you're looking for buyers, or you're looking for sellers, you're looking for motivated sellers, you're looking for probate, you're looking for investors, whatever it is that you might be looking for. So there's some success stories thrown in there, but hopefully some of you guys heard some of the gold in there. Some of the practicality is really in zeroing in on who you want to do business with, and you can target those people in Facebook, which is really cool. Because if you go out, say you farm a probate list, right, send out 500 letters, you're going to spend some money. You're going to spend some coin. You can market to that same area. And oh, by the way, you're going to hit those people on their cell phone, which is where they are. They're not rushing home to check their junk mail. They've got their phone in their hand literally 24/7. You're going to farm that area. You're going to farm those people on Facebook for about a tenth of the expense, which is also really, really cool because it allows you to do deals for less money. And in some cases, if you're doing it right, it allows you to do more deals for less money.
Can you please share the exact budget maybe that someone should expect? I mean, is it realistic to say, hey, $100 budget for the month, $500, $25,000? What would be like the sweet spots to?
I think for a lot of people that are just getting started, they're trying to figure out the Facebook game. If you can budget $300 to $600, that's $300 to $600, you'll start to pick up the deal flow that you want. A deal a month, two deals a month, three deals a month, depending upon how long you do it. And if you are doing business the right way, doing marketing the right way, you can shave off some of those revenues and reinvest them and kind of grow your budget by 20 or 30% a month. But $300 to $600 a month has really been a sweet spot for getting 100, 200, 300 leads a month.
And that's agency or investor leads?
We've seen it both ways. We've seen that investor leads are slightly more expensive, but we're getting leads for $3, $5 a lead in markets where we're doing our testing right now. Motivated sellers need to move, got to get out of their property. So on and so forth. Ideal investor client.
So Grant, you're selling a package, a program, a mentorship course, something of that nature, and kind of training people. Do you also have a done-for-you service, like an agency type of thing where, you know, you're running a $300 to $600 a month budget and a portion of that is kept by you and you manage all the parameters of the ad at a much higher level than perhaps like I could do it because I just don't have the time?
So we don't really do a lot of done-for-you work outside of our client base. We like for people to come in and understand what it is that we're doing first. So then you kind of know how it all works. You know what steps in the process we're in, so on and so forth. So we actually do have a service arm of our business, but it's mostly exclusively for the people that we already do business with in an educational style, if that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, we do. It's a little bit more expensive when it comes to our retainer agreement. But we also have some cost for action models where we'll actually just generate leads in a marketplace and then we'll sell those leads to investors that are looking for them, so on and so forth.
So is there any single idea, system, or strategy that you've implemented yourself or even implemented on behalf of or with maybe some of your clients who are in the real estate component over the last 1 to 2 years and experienced exponential growth as a result?
If somebody walks in and actually implements our strategies and sticks with it about 2 to 3 months, they'll experience more growth in their business than they will have ever experienced in their life. You know, I think that you know just as well as I do, there is absolutely no such thing as an overnight success. There is no such thing as a magic bullet. There is work. And if you do the work, you will get the results. Sometimes you need to do the work consistently. The investing process is actually really, it's a lot cooler than the retail process because you don't have the elongated timelines that, you know, real estate agents have. You can do deals quicker, faster, get funded quicker, get into properties faster, wholesale them, flip them, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. So if you come in or if you go out and you try and figure out how to use Facebook ads, whatever the case may be, invest 2 to 3 months in that process and you're going to find that you're going to be able to start doing more deals than you have done, which will pay off faster, pay off bigger returns. And because you as an investor, you're not investing so much in the marketing process, you have more that you can reinvest in your marketing. Thus, you can grow your business faster. We're in an interesting time in the real estate investing space because what has everybody done for the last decade? What has everybody done for the last 2 decades? They've knocked doors. They've driven around. They've cold called. They've sent out mailers. They've used bandit signs. They've used all these different forms of marketing, radio, TV. We have never in the history of marketing in the real estate investing space experienced what we're experiencing right now. And what is really, really cool is that we're on the very beginning of this. Nobody has really been able to figure out the Facebook ad game. You've seen a lot of guys like your partners and your associates that have invested thousands and thousands of dollars, but $3 to $5 a lead in real estate investing, that's nuts. And that's something that we've kind of cracked for finding motivated sellers that we're pumped about. So what I say all that to say is like, whether you guys, if you're listening to this, you look at me or you go research something else or you research it yourself, you must be spending money on Facebook right now. That is where the greatest ROI you will ever experience in your business is and will be for the next few years.
Got it. So who is the most successful real estate investor or developer, or for your sake, I'm going to say real estate agent that you know, and why do you believe they're successful, Grant?
From an investor standpoint, what would it be, Donald Trump? I can only gauge that.
I mean,
he's president of the United States now. I don't know that. He did a pretty good job, right?
He sure did. He sure did go take that to the extreme.
Not to get overly political, but I think, I don't know, man. I think that there's a lot of amazing people out there. You've got guys like yourself that are doing incredible things in the investing space. And then you've got guys like Trump who have been in the real estate development game their entire lives. They've done incredible. They made billions of dollars. And now the president of the United States, I think that's pretty cool to sit back. I know that as I grew up as a young entrepreneur, I watched guys like that do big things, do massive things, and really followed a lot of his success. And seeing how he's taken his platform global and the impact that he's now having as president, I think that's pretty incredible to sit back and really tune into and learn from.
It is a mind-blowing experience, Grant. I remember reading The Art of the Deal by George Rawls about, you know, a lot of Trump's very early successes. And like a lot of people may or may not know, but that book was written as basically a marketing piece to, you know, create more allure for the brand
100%.
Trump. It's mind-blowing that the man is the president of the country now. Thinking back just 10 years ago when I was starting to really study and look at him in 2006, 7, et cetera. So, yeah, absolutely. What a path he has taken to get 100%. To where he's at today. Yeah. So how about 2 or 3 book recommendations that you have made most often, Grant?
I would say that 10X by Grant Cardone or Be Obsessed or Be Average. I think those are 2 phenomenal books. I think I tell people all the time that business is nothing more than math and personal development. And if you are good with numbers and you are constantly striving to become a better human being, that you will be successful. And I think so much of that is a mindset game. And I feel that some of Grant's books are really good at helping people get out of their own way, which is super impactful. I think Jab, 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 Right Hook by Vaynerchuk or the Ask Gary Vee book, I think those are both 2 phenomenal books at really helping somebody who's not really put a lot of time into digital or social. I think those are great books for really helping you understand how to step into this game, step into this world. And then I'm a huge fan of Tim Ferriss's recent books. You've got the 7-Hour or the 4-Hour Workweek and Tools of Titans. I think those are 2 insane books on helping people understand how to put systems in place, how to create leverage in their life and their business. And most importantly, out of all of those, just really helping you understand how to build towards the life that you've always wanted to live. I think so many people are so occupied with, you know, trying to build a business, they forget to build a life, which is typically the reason that we as entrepreneurs kind of go out and do what we do so that we can have those freedoms and live the life that we've always wanted to live. So those are some good ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tim Ferriss, I'll check in on his podcast on a regular basis for just such a variety of topics and experts and celebrities. Yeah. The list goes on and on. And he actually had the 4-hour body also, which I read, and I dropped like 25 pounds in 60 days. So it was a pretty mind-blowing experience. You know, the 4-hour work week was very similar to how I first had the seeds of the ideas that became Diamond Equity Investments, where we're now operating in Atlanta, Miami, Florida, Tampa Bay. We're in Washington, D.C., Chicago, Philadelphia. So we're kind of spread out all over the country now, and it's primarily started from the germ and the seed that was in the 4-hour work week. So if you could, Grant, share the crown jewel of wisdom with your 18-year-old self, what would that be?
I think there it's two-part. I think that you got to get over yourself. Let go of the pride, because it will put you out of business. Let go of whatever pride that you might be holding on to. And, you know, for me, I always had people coming to me when I was very young to say, man, you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be rich. You're going to be loaded. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. You're going to be great. And when I was that young, I was like, where's that at? Like, where is it? Like, I'll take it right now. Let's do it. And I think that it's so important for those young people out there right now that are listening to this, that it's not the money, it's the maturity. And that's what people recognized in me very young, was that it was the maturity that I had. And when I say that business is math and personal development, focus on becoming a better you. Increase and sharpen what's going on in your mind, your body, your health, your wealth, your faith, everything. Focus on you. Don't focus on the money, because money is a byproduct of what it can do for you. Don't put so much weight into literal paper. Focus on making yourself better. Invest everything that you have into who you are and who you want to be, and everything that comes from that, the relationships, the health, the wealth, the finances, everything will be a byproduct of who you are. Focus on you, invest in you, and you will never lose.
Nice. Well said. So, Grant, if anyone is listening and wants to get some more information about you and what you're up to, where should they go or how can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. Visit me on my website. You go to likegrantwise.com, likegrantwise.com. We're releasing Modern Investing Mastery October 1st, 2017. If you're a real estate investor and you are wanting to know how you can leverage Facebook ads to grow your business and find deals, look us up, hook up. Whatever, ask me questions. I would love to engage with you guys, connect with you on social media, and help you make more money.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you, Grant. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your day to come and share the wisdom and your story with our listeners. It's been real.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it so much.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamond Show. Are you interested in receiving a notification when I release the next episode? You can either sign up for email at www.reidiamonds.com or subscribe through one of the podcasting apps, including iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. We also have a link there for expert guests to apply to come on the show. If you are interested in selling a deal to me, my organization, visit www.reidiamonds.com and click the link at the top of the page. I am currently looking for deals in the Philadelphia tri-state area, the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C. market, the Chicagoland region, the Atlanta region, and the Tampa Bay area and Miami area in Florida. Finally, do you know anybody else who might also enjoy this episode? I'd appreciate the referrals, and I'm sure they would too. Last but not least, I appreciate you, my loyal REI Diamond Show listener. Dan Breslin here, signing off.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin. To receive email notifications of new weekly episodes, sign up at www.reidiamonds.com.